Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Pray that you're doing well and that things are going good for you and that you are enjoying this study in the book of Galatians. Before we start our study, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so happy that we have the Word of God in our hands, that we can day by day study about you and your Son, Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, then to know that your Holy Spirit is here to teach us and guide us into all truth and then empower us to live according to ways that are pleasing to you, Lord, it sometimes just blows us away. We're excited to be here, Lord, and pray that your blessing will be upon us as we study together. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is No Man Disannuls or Adds Thereto. And it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 15. Paul the Apostle has been adamantly sharing with the church members in Galatia about the grace of God. He has given example after example and reason after reason as to why the promised grace of God does not need any additional laws to be kept to ratify it. God gave the promise of blessing to all nations who would believe in His Son Jesus' sacrificial substitution upon the cross, and therein paid for and removed the curse of the law. This new covenant of God is spoken of by Paul the Apostle in comparative manner in chapter 3 and verse 15 of the book of Galatians, which reads, Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto. First, Paul employs an illustration from the way men live. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. In other words, Paul is pulling from the way contracts and transactions are conducted among men. Whenever there are two parties or are committing to a certain vow, pledge, oath, or assertion, each side is expected to keep his or her commitment. We understand this in marriage vows, real estate contracts, business transactions, and major purchases. By using covenants familiar to the reader, Paul means to show the superiority of a contract with God who gave the covenant and promise of the blessing of grace. Paul adds, no man disannuls or adds thereto. In like manner unto contracts and covenants that are signed today, additional clauses are not allowed into the wording unless each party signing agrees. When once the contract has been signed, sealed, and ratified, there's no changes that take place, lest that serves as another contract. Should one party or the other, or even an outsider, attempt to take away or add to a contract, it would be considered illegal outside the bounds of the law and contempt. If this is so among the contracts of men, how much more would the contract and covenant of God be violated? When the Judaizers introduced the law into the contract of promise and grace, the law became by personification like unto another party attempting to introduce additional factors into the covenant. As with men and their contracts, this is impossible. How much more the contract of God? The covenant of God to Abraham was a contract of promise and blessings. Abraham could not earn this promise. It was given by God. Since this covenant preceded the law of God, introduction of the law into it would have violated the promise. We too are promised the grace of God without the introduction of rules and regulations as additions for our salvation. This wonderful covenant of grace has been introduced by God, signed by God, given by God, applied by God to all who receive His Son Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There are no additional clauses that must be added, and no one can make it void. All those who receive this contract and covenant have the assurance of God that it shall be fulfilled. And God, who cannot lie, shall keep His word. Next time, we will look into one particular seed of Abraham. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.